This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The winner of the Conn Smythe Trophy is a player who has been the most valuable for the entire playoff run. The player who is going to be given the Conn Smythe this year led the playoffs in scoring and broke Wayne Gretzky's assist record for playoffs. The winner of the Conn Smythe is Connor McDavid.
Oh, man. 42 points in 25 playoff games. I think I said 27 before. 42 and 25. One of the best postseasons of all time, broke Wayne Gretzky's assist record in the postseason. He was remarkable. He had two consecutive four-point games in the Stanley Cup final, did Connor McDavid. By the way, the Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection. I said it, I think, last Friday. You got to give him the Conn Smythe. He's been that good. They're not in this position. The comeback is not on if Connor McDavid is not as good as Connor McDavid has been. But he has 0 points in his last two games. And I'm sorry for waffling here and changing my opinion, but a lot of people were calling this the biggest hockey game ever. And he no-showed. Two shots on goal, no assists, no goals, nada, zilch, bupkis. Florida deserves credit for taking him out of it, understandably so. But it ain't like he hasn't gotten the attention in every single game, every single shift that he's played in these playoffs. He did nothing. I would have given the Conn Smythe to Bobrovsky, who was excellent in the third period of this game. And I think you have to weigh the money games more. This is as money as it gets, and he no-showed. I would not have given him, I would not have voted for him to win the Conn Smythe, Doran.
Yeah, I, the whole situation where I would have voted for him to win was if he completed the series and just fell short. But the fact that he didn't have any points in the last game, didn't have any points last night, I mean, if he would have scored the one goal that they had, I probably would have felt better of giving it to him.
I agree with that.
But to no-show, like, that to me, you got to give it to somebody at least on the winning team. And I agree with Bobrovsky. He was fantastic. But to no-show, that's tough. That's tough. He had fantastic throughout the playoffs.
Imagine the criticism that LeBron James would get.
Exactly.
If they came from behind and he misses a three-pointer to win the game, that would be all anybody nationally, the talking heads, would talk about. Stephen A. Smith, you can't give him the MVP.
And especially the perception of it and being in Florida. And to have those fans so excited that they won the cup, and to hear the, and you, I mean, you played the clip and you hear the boos. Like, I would be pissed if, say the Penguins played whoever and they gave the MVP. Say the Penguins won Game 7 here for the Stanley Cup and they gave the MVP to somebody else. You know how mad fans would be in Pittsburgh?
Yes. The Penguins are your Stanley Cup champion and now your Conn Smythe winner, Henrik Zetterberg.
Right.
Pavel Datsyuk.
Right.
Or Pekka.
Exactly. Exactly. That's another part of it. Like, you're in Florida. They win. They come through. I mean, that's
and that
tough.
Win is stones. And he got them there. He helped get them there, Connor McDavid did. But it's the same conversation we had when the Penguins missed the playoffs, not this year, but the year before. And the top six was healthy. And Sidney Crosby was really good. And we were blaming people. They didn't make the playoffs. Okay, who's to blame? Well, we couldn't blame Crosby, right? At least in the week leading up to it. This is not Crosby's fault. But in that game that they lost to the Chicago Blackhawks in, Sidney Crosby didn't do jack crap.
Right.
And you win that game, you beat Columbus at the end of the year, you make the playoffs. He got them there, did not do enough in those moments, and so he had to wear some of the blame. Connor McDavid's got to wear some of the blame. And then there's this really stupid thing that they do where they hand out the Conn Smythe Trophy or you vote on it 10 minutes before the game's
crazy.
Over. How stupid is that? It's Canadian. They don't know what they're doing. They haven't won a cup since 1993. Ridiculous. Connor McDavid, you know, he could have been, I guess because they had already determined it was going to be Connor McDavid.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter. 10 minutes left, whatever. Like, I would wait till the end of the damn game. Like, if he scores to tie, it scores in overtime, then yes, of course. If he scores and it goes to overtime and they lose, yes, of course. But it's like Barry Bonds going 0-for-5 in Game 7 of a World Series where he hit 6 home runs the rest of the World Series. Like, do something in the money game.
Yes, that's the money game. It's the game that matters. It's the game that you win the championship. You have to show up if you are warranted of winning something like that. You have to show up. And he didn't. And I don't think he was warranted. I changed my opinion. I was waffling as well. I would have given it to him going up until the last game, and then he didn't have any points. He didn't do anything. And then this game, he didn't do anything. So it's kind of hard for me to say that he deserved to win.
Yes.
It's very hard. Now, he's a fantastic player.
Oh, my God.
Like that. Without all that being said, I mean, he is the face of the NHL.
No question about that.
And moving forward for a long time.
And the eye test is different to me than accomplishment. I don't think, certainly now, because this was a massive missed opportunity, that Connor McDavid will ever be as decorated a player as Sidney Crosby. No, he's won 3 MVPs, so he's got the individual accolades. No, he's an Art Ross guy all the time. He's probably going to win a few more of those at the very least. But he's not going to have 3 Stanley Cup championships.
What year is this for him?
He's been in the league for like a decade now.
Wow.
His career, man, is going really quick, I think. It feels like it's flying by. You might be 9 years, split the difference. So he's played 9 years.
And it took Crosby 4 years to win a cup?
Crosby won it in year 3.
3.
And he was there in, year 4. Yeah, you're right, year 4. Because he broke in, then they lost to Ottawa, and then they lost in the Stanley Cup final to Detroit, and then they won. So year 4, yeah, good point. And it's tough. He's only going to be 28 years old, got a long career ahead of him. But if you look at Gretzky, if you look at Lemieux, if you look at all the greats of all time, more often than not, you're winning your championships in your 20s.
Yes.
And he's not cheap, and Draisaitl's not cheap. And I don't think the roster's all that good around those guys. So all credit to him for getting them to that point, because he was elite. However, when you needed him most, he was a complete and utter total no-show. I'll stop short of calling him a fraud because of everything else that he did, but he was a total no-show. My eye test, what I was going to say is, just watching him, he's a better two-way player now than he's ever been at any other point in his career. Which it took a while for Crosby to develop that. As far as an offensive force, eye test, statistically, better offensive player than Crosby has ever been.
Yes.
The Crosby's most points he ever had in a season was 120. He was on pace to have 130-some-odd points before David Steckel took him out in that Winter Classic, where he had 32 goals and 66 points in 41 games. My God.
Mm.
But McDavid had 153 points in 2022. He had 132 points this year. He had 123 points in 2021. He's the best player in the sport.
Yes.
But he's never going to be as decorated as Crosby. And I'd be lying if I said I did not take a little bit of delight in that. I threw my Penguins cap on today. Sidney Crosby. Watch the throne, baby.
I wonder how Crosby, honestly.
Great question.
I mean, ultimate pro, and I know that people will be like, you know, he loves the game. He loves, you know, he's the ultimate teammate and ultimate supporter. I'm willing to bet that he's kind of laughing a little bit. Not laughing, but like, oh, okay.
It probably doesn't bother him that McDavid lost.
There you go. Thank you. It doesn't bother him.
Yeah. I think he understands greatness, and he loves the history of the sport. And so if McDavid won, I think he would go, yeah,
that's awesome.
He deserves it. That's awesome. Yeah. But I don't think it hurts him that he lost.
Nope.
Pony said this weekend, somehow, he ran into a member of the a player from the 1993 Montreal Canadiens, who said that they were rooting for Edmonton to lose because they want to be the last Canadian team to win the cup.
Mm-hmm.
there was a picture of Lemieux, of Crosby, and McDavid back when I think McDavid was playing for Erie. And, I mean, that, you talk about a photo with talent.
Man.
Oh, my God.
Man.
And Connor McDavid looked like he was about four. So did Crosby in that picture, actually. But the reason I bring up the 93 Canadian team is it's like the Dolphins when teams, you know, finally lose a game in the regular season. They pop that champagne, Mercury Morris and all that. I bet you Crosby's like, yeah.
Well, didn't Larry Zonka, wasn't it just like a couple last week? Wasn't he ranting about we were the best team ever?
Yeah.
Or something like that.
They have a ton of pride in that. Hey, they should. Why not? You got a thing? Keep the thing. But I do wonder. I think McDavid's going to win one eventually. Right?
Man, it's hard. We saw Florida do it last year to this year. I get it. And we've seen the Penguins do it. We've seen teams do it before. But it is hard. And you just said, like, they cost a lot of money. The Draisaitl, his teammate, you know, it is very, very hard. And you get there and you smell that and you want to get back so bad. But so is every other team wants to, too.
Do like, you I'm not feel saying bad anything. For him at all because of that?
I do.
Yeah.
I do because I know that he tried as much, every ounce of effort that he could give as a hockey player from just thinking back whenever he was little and probably shooting his garage and breaking his parents' stuff and doing this, just dreaming to be like Mary Lemieux or Wayne Gretzky or Sidney Crosby. And you finally get to that moment and you're regarded as this big time player and maybe one of the best of all time, at least in that realm. And you get that close to smelling it. And you fight back the whole series to bring your team, to will your team back. And you get right there. It's in reaching distance to grab that trophy. And it slips out of your hand.
That's tough. And he did not affect the game positively.
Right.
Which I'm sure he is absolutely killing himself for.
Yes.
No doubt about that. I think Lemieux and McDavid are the two probably most talented players I've ever seen. You can't take away from Gretzky's talent. I think Lemieux was more talented because he was this physical freak. Right. And this, he was
6'7".
Oh, my God.
6'8 on skates.
Yes. I mean, he was a pterodactyl out there, this guy. And the way that he skated and just gliding and his shot and everything. Lemieux could do everything. Everything. 5 goals, 5 different ways. You know, but Crosby's more accomplished than Lemieux from a winning standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to ultimately be more accomplished than McDavid, the same way that Gretzky is more accomplished than Lemieux, even though I think most would argue that Lemieux was the more prodigious talent. So where do you come down on the Conn Smythe thing at 412-928-9370? McDavid loses, doesn't have a point in his final two games, but wins the Conn Smythe. You okay with it? 412-928-9370. There is precedent for this. I think 5 Conn Smythe winners have been named for losing teams. Most recently, J.S. Giguere in 2003 for the Anaheim Ducks. Before that, 1987, it was Ron Hextall who was deemed the most valuable player of the playoffs when the Flyers, of course, did not win the Stanley Cup. What do you think? 412-928-9370. Best caller wins a pair of tickets to a show at Starlake on July 13th. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. You can text us. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money from you, for you.
Here's Reinhardt on the counter. Sam Reinhardt scores!
Sidney Crosby has 2 Conn Smythe trophies and has won the Stanley Cup 3 times. Chiseled his name on there thrice, Doran.
Thrice.
Connor McDavid has his name on there 0 times. Should he have won the Conn Smythe trophy? He did. He did win it. One of the best postseasons of all time in terms of the points accrued, 42 in 25 games. He had the all-time playoff assist record. He took that from Wayne Gretzky. Did he deserve to win the Conn Smythe trophy? 412-928-9370. Shall we go to calls, Doran?
Yes.
Jason in Bethel Park, good morning.
Hey, how are you doing, guys?
Good.
Hey, I just wanted to find out. I hear you guys talking about Connor McDavid, and, you know, he definitely deserved what he got, the accolades that he got. But that cost my trophy.
Sorry, Jason. Let's go to Nicholas in Charleston, who hopefully has a functioning cell phone. Hi, Nicholas.
Hey, guys. My cell phone is functioning. I think McDavid did deserve the MVP. He had more points in the playoffs. playoffs than most guys get in the entire season, and broke a Gretzky record. When are we ever going to see that again? Bob was benched. MVP goalies don't get benched in the finals. And finally, I think the fans should have shown some more class for witnessing greatness in one of the most entertaining series in a while.
Nicholas, that's a good point, and thank you so much for the call. I'll put you on hold. Maybe you win the tickets to the July 13th concert. Should fans have booed McDavid getting the Conn Smythe Trophy?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
You're taking away from the fan, from their moment to give it to somebody else. Why did they do? Why did you take the time to give it to a losing team, a player of a losing team? This is our moment. So now we have to wait, and now we have to cheer for somebody who lost. No, we are in Florida. We're in. What'd you say, Sunrise, Florida? What's it called? Sunrise, yeah. Florida. In our arena, but now we have to, we got to wait and we got to cheer and we got to be good sportsmen because you're going to give a trophy, which is usually, it's very uncommon to give a trophy, an award to a player on the other team that lost. Get the hell out of here. No way.
I remember some in Nashville booing when the Penguins were hoisting the Stanley Cup. That's too far for me, though. Hey, you got to give the team that wins the cup just due if that team wins on the opposing ice. Like, the fans in Detroit applauded when the Penguins hoisted the cup. Did not get that in Nashville. But I can be with you on the Conn Smythe thing. You're a loser, and we're going to give you the Conn Smythe Trophy? I understand it's a playoff award.
And they did it before that they, you know, did the cup. Yeah, exactly. Like, how you'd be so mad. I could just see you right now. So mad.
I think I would.
Oh.
This dork, they're going to give him the, they're going to take away from our moment. Yeah, I would have done that.
Yeah.
You're right about that. I do like the call from Nicholas, though, the leader in the clubhouse, although he was one of one because the first guy's phone sucked. Rob in Chicago, good morning.
Hey, guys, good morning. Before I make a comment on the Conn Smythe, you got to remember with Lemieux and Gretzky, there was an unwritten rule that you did not hit him. Never did he ever take the abuse that Lemieux.
Well, he had some dudes around him, too, that would beat your ass into the pulp.
Exactly. He had about five Canadian farm boys that would smoke you if you touched him. But as far as the Conn Smythe goes, I think Gary Bettman took advantage of the chance to market Connor McDavid. He's the new face of the NHL.
Yeah, but he didn't.
Crosby and the other guys are getting phased out.
He didn't vote on it, though. Yeah, that was a writer thing. And I think the writers fell victim to that. I think they became prisoner of the moment in that, but that wasn't a Bettman thing.
As far as production in the last two games, yeah, I see what you guys are saying, but it's hard to argue with his point production in the playoffs, though.
It is tough to argue with it, although we are doing that. And thank you for the call, Rob. It's a good call. Again, I'll bring it back to the LeBron analogy. If LeBron misses the game-winning three, and it's tough to have the analogy with basketball, but because he's going to score, but he misses the game-winning three, that's all anybody's talking about. You're an all-time great. You missed the biggest shot. You can't be MVP.
Or if LeBron was lighting it up throughout the series, and then the last game or the last two games, he had no assists, no rebounds, no points.
Yeah. You can't be MVP then. Sorry, great postseason. You either win or you lose. And I get that Florida was the much better team. But people have brought this up. Well, Crosby went pointless in games 6 and 7 in 2009. That's true. Well, Crosby only had 6 points in 6 games in 2008. That's true. But those Red Wings teams were night and day so much better than this Florida Panthers team. Like, so much better.
Mm-hmm.
Those were dynastic teams that were littered with Hall of Famers, and Crosby was just coming into his own. This is year 9 for Connor McDavid. And while that's a great Florida Panthers team, the Detroit Red Wings of the 2000s, it is not. So you can't draw the analogy there, I don't think. Jack in Newcastle, hello.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good.
Good. Yeah, just chipping in on the McDavid thing there. You know, we did watch history. You know, he's in the top five now. I'm mixed. I've been watching hockey since Hextall was the last first loser trophy since '87, and it should go to the guys that win. But Bobrovsky's numbers were worse than Skinner, so where do you sit with that?
He was so that third period though to me, man, is the deciding factor. You talk about the big moments. I thought he was really, 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 really good in that third period. I mean, he was not good in the previous three games, but you got to win four.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing. Hey, McDavid, you got to win four, which means you got to show up for at least four. He didn't. Sorry. That matters. 412-928-9370. I do think it's the greatest Flyer thing ever that they had two guys in 1976 and in 1987 that won the Conn Smythe despite their team losing. Have won the Cup since 1975. Ah, you love it.
Yes.
You love it.
Yes.
We can take more calls on this later, but right now I say we give Nicholas from Charleston those tickets. Although he lives in Charleston. What are we going to do? He can't win the... I don't know. Hey, Nicholas, you're live on the air again. Do you live in Pittsburgh, or what, like, what's your deal?
Hey, guys, I grew up there. My father-in-law lives there. We come up all the time, so I could absolutely be there for the event.
All right, we're putting you back on hold. Congratulations, Nicholas. You get to see Brett Michaels and Chris Jansen at the Pavilion on Star Lake Saturday, January 13th. How about that?
There we go.
Coming up next, oh, yeah, are you smarter than a plumber? I'm guessing there's going to be some hockey trivia
little
in
bit.
There. But I feel like... I feel like the wheels are turning in my gourd here.
You're good?
Yeah, if he's going to ask hockey questions, I think we're going to answer them correctly.
All right, let's go.
Or we'll choke like yes, Connor McDavid.
Right, exactly.
One more McDavid note. So in 1993, the Canadians won the Stanley Cup, last Canadian team to win the Stanley Cup. Wayne Gretzky led the playoffs in points. Fifth most points in a playoff run all time. He didn't win the Conn Smythe. Why? He didn't win the damn championship!
Yep.
Come on now. All right, joining us now is Southside Jake from Southside Plumbing and Heating. Hello, Jake!
Good morning, fellas. How are you?
Pretty good.
You know, man, he's off camera.
I gotta agree with you.
You got the chaw in, right? You don't want it to be on. Oh, no, you don't.
No, I don't got the chaw on today.
Well, center yourself in the damn frame.
There we go.
There we go. How about that?
You agree McDavid should not have won the Conn Smythe?
Yeah, I mean, it was just a marketing opportunity the NHL could not get past. I mean, come on. I mean, there was nobody that had the numbers, outrageous numbers that could compete with that, but you don't lose and win. I'm sorry.
I like the way you just put that. Yeah. You don't lose and win. All right, what do you got for us from a trivia standpoint, my friend?
All right, fellas. First question for you. Any former Penguin players that played in this Stanley Cup final?
Yeah, you had Evan Rodriguez.
CeCe.
Cody CeCe. I would have forgotten about him. Dmitry Kulikov.
I think that's it.
I think it's 3-for-3.
Boom. You guys got it.
Let's go! There
you
go.
You said that we're going to be on it today.
You're taking me to CeCe's Pizza to celebrate.
I thought I was going to get you at the Cody CeCe for sure.
Nope.
You would have got me. Not sneaking one past our goalie over there.
Yep.
Darn. Good call, man. Good call. All right. Next one, what we got here? Oh, okay. All five of the Pirates World Series championships, what do they have in common?
Game 7 victories.
You guys are on fire.
We're back.
I got to give credit to Pony on that one. I was listening yesterday and he mentioned that. I said, "Man, that is a heck of a trivia question."
What, 1909, 1925, 1960, 71 and 79. Yeah, all game 7. Bang! Let's go. You're already a loser.
Yep.
I am. I lost already. You don't lose and win.
Right.
Generally, the third question is the one that you've devised that's going to make us look the worst. So let us hear it. Let us have it.
Most game 7 wins by an NBA player.
Oh. I'm going to phone a friend.
Okay.
Is it going to be like Robert Horry?
That's what I was saying.
That's the one that pops into mind. It's not him.
Who's the most championships as a player, boys?
Russell.
Boom.
3-for-3.
Moving and grooving.
Hey, Crowley, you're off. Are you off for a while now? Or where are you
I
going?
Am.
Wait a minute. You're going to Nashville for the NASCAR race this weekend, aren't you?
I am not. Are you?
I am. I see. Let me
look
there.
At this. Look at this. That's like one of those things. It's like Michael Scott going, "Hey, happy birthday! It's not my birthday. Oh, I thought you and I shared the same birthday."
Right.
I feel like that's what you did.
No, seriously. I hope you have a good trip or whatever you're doing, vacation. And you know, I am going to NASCAR race thanks to State Water Heaters, one of our manufacturers, getting us pit passes this weekend.
Ooh,
so we are fired up. But,
well, keep your head on a swivel down there. All right.
Oh, I'm excited. I'm excited. We'll see you when you see you. And Doran, great job today, buddy.
Thank you. We'll see you, Jake.
See you, Jake. Southside Plumbing and Heating. What a guy.
We were money. You called it, too.
4-3. Nailed it.
You didn't remember CC was a...
He would have been the guy.
He had an assist last night.
He did. All three of those guys factored into the scoring last night.
Yeah.
But I would have forgotten CC because there's always going to be a mental block somewhere in there for me. Connor McDavid wins the Conn Smythe, and yet I am elated, even though that annoyed me, because we finally beat Southside Jake, which we don't do very often. How about Gretzky being fifth all-time in scoring in the 93 postseason? He doesn't win the Conn Smythe. Now, I realize Patrick Waugh was unbelievable that year, and you had to give it to him. But like, just because you have an historic run does not mean that... If you lose, you get a pat on the back, like a participation trophy kind of deal. Like, sorry, you don't. Now, Crosby, he probably doesn't win the cup. He does not win the cup in 09 because he was hurt for half the game. If Max Talbot doesn't do silly stuff, if he doesn't go off and score two goals, and Chris Osgood with the worst angle of all time from a goalie in a clutch moment, like, you need your role players to step up. I understand that. I do. But... when it is money time and you are the team, like this guy was and is, you can't go over.
Nope.
You absolutely can't. I heard TK talking the other day about hoisting the cup in 09, and it's, I think, 35 pounds in that range. He said, "You are so drained."
Oh, yeah.
Physically and emotionally. He said that it's so hard to get
so
that thing
hard
up
to probably
over
get
your
up
head.
For sure. I can't imagine how tired those guys are right now.
Oh, my God. How many of them do you think slept, though?
None.
Yeah.
None.
That's a long flight.
That'll be a fun flight.
Let me see how long that flight is.
That's a great flight to be on. If it's long, whatever. You're partying. Oh, you're partying hard on that flight.
How long is that flight? How long? 7 hours and 54
really?
Minutes. Oh, my God.
I didn't know it was that long.
Wait, time out. 5 hours, 38 minutes.
Okay, it's like Cali.
There was a connection flight in my first one.
How?
I don't think Edmonton is. I don't think Edmonton's connect. I don't think the Oilers are connecting.
You can't fly into Edmonton.
I'm sure you can, but I'm sure they had to do a connect. Though this is for people that are losers like me, and so you probably have to connect in like Chicago or something, okay, and then bump over. Now they're going straight through,
yeah,
baby.
They're going straight through.
Partying. What would you drink out of the Stanley Cup? First thing you'd want to drink?
Oh, man. Whatever beer I could get my hands on.
What beer would it be?
What beer?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. I don't know. Maybe a Yingling.
I had one last night.
Nice cold Yingling.
A Yingling slaps. You and me are always on. We have a mental melt. I had one last night. It was very cold and it went down easy.
Nice cold Yingling.
I would love to get, I don't know how many ounces you can hold in the top of the cup. I'd love to fill it all the way to the brim with Guinness and just swim in that bad boy.
Oh, man.
Just get a Guinness mustache.
Yes.
Easy for me to say.
Milstache.
Crosby hoisting the cup in 09, his knees all jacked up. It would probably be hard for him skating around with that thing. Get the heart of a lion,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, I mean, your adrenaline at that point, you don't feel anything.
Someone tweeted out last night, I think this is a really good point, about Sid. McDavid, all his excellence, all the accolades, all the points, the three MVP trophies. Someone tweeted, when Crosby, in a big game, had the puck, he finds a way, the game almost slows down. Like he's evaluating all the options. Like he had such a had such a presence in big games. Doesn't mean he didn't have bad postseason series. You know, 2013 Eastern Conference Final comes to mind immediately. There were down times, but the way he controlled a game.
Mm-hmm.
And then real quick, while we're going down memory lane, Malkin in 2009, when he wanted to be the best player in the world, at that time, he was the best player in the world. And he won the Conn Smythe Trophy, where he was just, he took over series in a way that, you know, McDavid did up until this point. Hey, Connor, how's it feel, baby? How's it feel?
That's tough.
How does it feel? You like that one?
Mm-hmm.
All right, 412-928-9370. Coming up next, Mark Caboli said something that's getting a lot of traction here that he could have said with us and didn't say with us. What the hell, Kaboom? Maybe we should have had him on the show yesterday. Forgot to have him.
It's our fault a little bit.
We'll talk about what Mark's been talking about when we come back. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. At 8 o'clock, Jason Mackey of the Post-Gazette going to join us. Real quick, last thing here, at least for now, on the McDavid-Crosby thing. Gretzky did not win a Stanley Cup after his age 27 season. Lemieux did not win a Stanley Cup after his age 26 season. Sidney Crosby won at 29.
Mm-hmm.
Connor McDavid is, what did we say, 28 years old?
Yes.
So the people who are saying he's 27 now. He'll turn 28 in January, I guess. So the people who are saying Connor McDavid, he might wind up being Dan Marino. I mean, there's some historical context there. The older you get, imagine that, the harder it is to win. Because you're not going to be as good, and you're going to make more money, and, well, it's hard. So we'll see what happens. He ain't winning three, I'll tell you that. He ain't catching Sid. He needed this one if he was even going to be in that conversation. All right, so Caboli reported that going into training camp, Broderick Jones will be the Steelers' starting left tackle. Dan Moore Jr. and Troy Fautanu are battling for the right tackle spot. What do you make of this, Doran Dickerson?
It makes sense. I mean, Broderick Jones always has profiled as a left tackle. Putting him at right tackle last year gave them a jolt, and that was the only way to really get him in there because what Chukwuma Okorafor was doing, but he's always been a left tackle, and now he can go back to his natural position. You can feel comfortable on the backside if you're the offense coordinator and the quarterback. And Dan Moore Jr., it's like, hey, like we have two first-round picks at tackle. We're going to give you every opportunity, and your best opportunity to probably make this football team or to potentially be a starter is to play right tackle where we have our youngest rookie first-round player. If you beat him out, then that means, you played well throughout training camp and preseason. But if not, you'll be our swing tackle, or if not, you'll have an opportunity to play somewhere else and show your versatility for another team.
I don't mind this at all. I don't. I saw some people getting ticked. Well, why is Fautanu not to start? What's he going to do in OTA's minicamp? What are you really going to do as an offensive lineman? And then training camp's a step up, and then the preseason, I'm okay with guys earning it. Like, I'm okay with Herbig being the starting center going into training camp. What are you really going to show? What are you really going to prove at OTAs and mini camp? You start mauling people at training camp when you get some live drills, and then in the preseason you start mauling people and you win the job?
Yeah.
Great. But I'm not a huge fan of, hey, Zach Frazier, you're our starting center day one, and you've proved nothing. I do think you want at least the appearance of earning it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Mike Tomlin is actually handling that well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they're going to give the guy, like, if Dan Moore Jr. plays well and is clearly the superior player, you play him.
Right.
Like, you got a potential Hall of Fame quarterback. Like, we know this is kind of their all-in season. It ain't going to be charity. Like, is he as talented as Fautanu? No. But if he's the better player, Dan Moore Jr., then you play him,
right?
In my
right.
opinion.
And I think that at the end of the day, it'll be Fautanu that starts, but they're going to give Dan Moore Jr. the best opportunity to, make sure his worth is out there for other teams, or he could be the swing tackle for the Steelers. I mean, just to create the versatility and to have some depth if they do continue with him throughout the season. But I think Fautanu is definitely going to take over that position because the first day of training camp, whenever you put pads on, that's where he makes his money. I mean, we've seen him. We've seen him in college tape pull and just absolutely murder guys. Like, he's going to make, he's a very aggressive football player. He's going to make his money as soon as they put pads on. So this will last maybe 5 days.
5 days?
5 days.
Talent will just out.
Oh, yeah. And so, then you do want to get Faltanu reps with the guys that he possibly would be playing with. If it's neck and neck, you want to get your rookie reps with Daniels, with, you know, Zach Frazier, with Sam Alu, with Broderick Jones to play together.
I would agree with that. I think Ty goes to the younger player. Like, if they're similar output, I'll go with the young guy.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Young first round guy.
Young, exactly. It's not just some dude who's walking up in here.
Yes.
Right.
Like, this guy, like, I mean, he's a dog.
So Penei Sewell of the Lions makes $28 million a season, and Laremy Tunsil of the Texans is making $25 million a season. But as a general rule, left tackles are going to make more money than right tackles. If I'm Broderick Jones, it's not by a lot, but if I'm Broderick Jones, I'm kind of dancing in the street right now.
Yes.
Like, you want me to play left tackle? Yes, please. And he was good at right tackle last year. You're right, he gave him that jolt, but I would much rather go to the side where I'm going to get more money.
And where I played before.
And where he played before. Yeah. And Faitanu was primarily a left tackle in college.
But he's definitely a right tackle in the NFL.
You think so?
Oh, yeah, just by his stature, his built. Like, how he's built. I mean, he's more compact. He just, he's a front side guy, for sure. And he'll make a lot of money doing that.
Oh, it'd be a good problem to have in 4 or 5 years when they got to pay both of these guys. All right, coming up next, speaking of paying guys, will the Pirates add payroll? Will they make a deal at the deadline? Or are they on the precipice of this thing swirling down the drain? We'll talk to Jason Mackey, the Post-Gazette, about those things when we come back on that fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service. Providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. Right now, fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy, 24 Silverado LT Crew Cab, up to $7,500 in rebates. Full terms and qualifications at sunchevy.com today. Oh, it's hot again. High 89.